Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Well, it's the dead of winter around here, and horse racing, sometimes called the sport of kings, is probably not on your radar at all these days. But I read something recently that rekindled my interest in these magnificent animals, and one magnificent animal in particular, the legendary and incomparable Secretariat. No three-year-old thoroughbred has ever dominated the sport more than the horse known as Big Red did in the spring of 1973. No horse before, and no horse in the half-century since, has so outclassed the field of competitors. Only Secretariat has been so dominant that he is considered, almost without dissent, as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I say almost because someone will always step forward and try to make the case for Man-O-War, or Whirlaway, or Citation, or War Admiral, or Seattle Slough, all of which would be on anyone's list of great thoroughbreds from the past. But Secretariat's greatness flew above them all. I was a fan in 1973, and I will always be one, even though this great horse died in 1989. So I was intrigued by a news report about an upcoming auction of sports memorabilia owned by the late owner of the Indianapolis Colts football team, Jim Irsay. Mr. Irsay not only had enough money to buy a National Football League franchise, he was able to accumulate one of the most extensive and valuable collections of memorabilia anywhere. And it was not just sports. His collection includes priceless musical instruments, including the guitars of Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and George Harrison, and Ringo Starr's drums. Items to be auctioned off by Christie's Auctions in New York also include movie manuscripts, military items, and historical documents. What intrigues me the most, however, is a true one-of-a-kind item, Secretariat's saddle. The saddle that this magnificent horse carried, the saddle that gave jockey Ron Turcotte a front seat to history-making achievements on the track, can be yours for the right bid. One report estimates the saddle could bring $2 million. Why do I think it will be worth every penny to the lucky bidder? All we have to do is look back at the thoroughbred racing season that this great horse monopolized in 1973. First, Big Red won the Kentucky Derby in record time, 1:59.4, hinting at the greatness that was about to announce itself. 2 weeks later, he won again at the Preakness, again in record time, 1:53. Then came the most demanding of racing's Triple Crown events, the mile-and-a-half endurance test known as the Belmont Stakes. If you're old enough to remember watching the race, you also recall track announcer Chick Anderson's memorable call. Secretariat, he said, quote, is moving like a tremendous machine, end of quote. Secretariat, in his blue and white checkered silks, blew away the field, defeating the second-place horse, the Valiant Sham, by a staggering 31 lengths in 2:24. Once again, his time set a record. Three dominant wins, three record times. In the 53 years since, not one of those record times has been broken. That is the very definition of transcendent greatness.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.